This is TWiT.
Kingwin Easy Clone USB 3.0 hard disk drive, solid state drive clone adapter. So this is a kind of gadget we haven't actually seen in any big way in a couple of years, but essentially it is a drive cloner. I mean, it is that, you know, plug in drive A, plug in drive B. Do you even have to hit a magic button, or is it just automatic at that point?
There is a magic blue button in the middle. You know, what's interesting about this device is you're right. Like, this is something that used to be fairly common or whatever. And I think what happened is not that these devices became less popular, but that those of us that kind of deal with hardware all the time wouldn't really look to a device like this. We're totally comfortable. Right. You know, we have motherboards maybe sitting around that we can just, I'll plug in a couple of SATA cables and do an image that way and download some software like Acronis True Image or something like that.
I was like, yeah. Oh, look, I have a Seagate Use an Dual external Flex adapter. Dock. And I can stuff a 2.5 and a 3.5 inch drive in there.
but it's interesting because I've often one day a friend of mine that's in a couple of office buildings over was like, hey, I have this old IDE hard drive. I need to get data off of it. What do I do? And I was like, I don't really know what to tell you there. Like, the last time I've used any IDE devices gladly been quite a while. And the same things so Lee wrote this review for us, and he doesn't do a lot of the general tech stuff. He kind of focuses on the power supplies and then like cases and cooling. And he just bought this for his own use, or they had sent it to him for his own use. And they were, you know, he was just like, does it work? Does this type of thing still function? And it does, as long as you can, understand some of the limitations of it, right? It's the right. Fact that it's software, I won't say software proof, but it doesn't require software is kind of nice. Mm-hmm. It does support IDE drives, and then it does support a SATA source drive as well. Right. You know, it's kind of a dumb device, if you want to call it that. You know, the source has to be the source partition has to be smaller than the drive that you are copying it to. So if you have a more complicated setup than that, you're going to have to install software. You're going to have to do other stuff. Luckily, this device does connect to your PC through USB 3.0, so you can actually do it through that way, right? So like it can actually just be an external drive dock as well. So you do get kind of a dual functionality out of it. And it's got little indicator lights on there to tell you the status of whether or not it's starting, it's broken, or it's complete, or it's in process, or whatever those are. It kind of gives you those indicators across there. And it's like $33. So yeah, it's kind of an interesting device maybe to just have around your office or your house or whatever, in case, you know, your aunt has a hard drive that's IDE and she wants to get all the data off of it or something. You can connect it that way, USB 3 to your PC, and you actually can access an IDE hard drive, which is almost impossible to do today. So
well, it's funny. It's one of the things where, like, you don't need it until you need it, and then it is the most amazing thing you can possibly have, you know?
Yep.
Do you even have any systems that still have an IDE jack inside of them?
No, that's – when we got this device, we were kind of looking around. I was like, this would be the only way for us to access IDE hard drives. If I had to, I could probably go back to my house and go through old motherboards and then find an old processor that fits in that motherboard and get some DDR2 memory and, like, build a system to access IDE. Right. But a dock like this is really just – it's the best way to do it. Yeah.